wearing Oxford shoes. His feet looked just, and my husband hadn't been dead but a year.
Yes, ma'am.
And I tell you, I don't know. I appreciate him being nice and kind and friendly and everything to me, but too much come up.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought of that man a many time, and he gave me some of the best advice. He said, "Do you own your home?" I said, "Yes, I do." And at that time, I had a pretty home here. The home I raised my children in was a big home, and everybody around here said, "Prettiest home in Weathersby." I was crazy about it. And he said, "Well, I know you get a railroad pension." And I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you own a car?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, let me give you some advice." Says, "Don't never get married no more, for you may lose everything you've got."
Yeah.
That tickled me. And he said, "You stay at home just as long as you can in your own home."
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, "Well, you just done told me what I already had my mind made up to do." And my husband was dead 21 years last June. And I'm still here, but my home burned up. And I just had this little bitty one built back. Now, it's good and it's warm. And I had it all insulated in good. And I don't have any problems about my water. It's all closed in. I've got a good home and it's comfortable, but I'll never get used to living in it. It's just not like the other.
How long did you live in the other one?
We bought it in 21, and it was almost new then, but then we had it all overhauled in 52. And just redone from the ground to the top roof and everything. It was just like a new house. And let's see, it burned in 63. And but now 10 years out of that time that we live in other places following in with them trains. And my sister down there she talked to lived in the house while we were away. But we had been back here, come in to stay. He had got a permanent run out of Mendenhall and he was the oldest conductor on the road then and nobody could roll him. And we was gonna stay here the rest of our lives and not move. We moved back in 52 after we had it all overhauled and fixed up. And he died then in 57. And then I lived on in it till it burned down in 63.
How far away was it from where we are now?
Is what?
How far away was it from where we are now?
The house?
Yes, ma'am.
It was right here where this was sitting.
Oh, I see.
I built right. You see, I own a whole block of land. This town, this little place used to be a good town. It was just full of houses, had three big sawmills, a cotton gin, a turpentine steel where they just sell turpentine and ship it, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And we had several good stores here. Had a big old depot and the trains all stopped, you know, and had several passenger trains run through here every day, north and south. And good school, good church. Now we still have a good church, but it's small because there's not many people here now. But you see, when they cut out all this timber, that ruined us because the sawmills had to pick up and move. Well, when they moved, the people moved.
Yes, ma'am.
Where they could get work. Well,
yes,
in here went the gin.